Hey Bob, do you ever check out Clickhole, the website Clickhole? Do you know that? It's part
No.
of the Onion family. It's
Don't.
fake news stories. They've got a post up here, a new story called "A Career Cut Short." The Weeknd is retiring from music after losing his microphone. It says fans of the young and talented R&B singer-songwriter The Weeknd might want to take a personal day today. The Grammy-winning artist just announced that he's retiring from music after losing his microphone. And it has a fake Facebook post that The Weeknd put up to. It says, "To all my fans, first of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for all the love and support you've given me over the years. Without you guys, I'd be nothing. This next part is where it gets tough. A week ago, I lost my microphone after a show. I looked for it all over, but I couldn't find it anywhere. It wasn't in my car. It wasn't in the pocket of any of my pants. It also wasn't in my backpack. As difficult as it is for me to do this, I've come to accept that I've lost my microphone. And for this reason, I'm now officially announcing my retirement from music." And then it has like Twitter reaction, like one from Kanye West. "The Weeknd gave us two albums of amazing music. Hope someday he finds his microphone and can give us some more."
So that's what you were giggling about. I'm sitting there eating my lunch, and there's just one giggle after another
Oh
one.
my God, this is so perfect.
Yeah.
Do we have any music today from someone who hasn't lost their microphone?
Well, speaking of made-up stories,
Okay.
okay, I have music by a band called Non Keen,
Oh, yeah.
Nonkeen. We know Nils Frahm,
Yep.
piano player, often ambient. Magical, I might add, music. Well, so I don't read press releases except when I want to find out like bio info.
Basic stuff, yeah.
Right. And so I'm reading this thing and it's like Nils Frahm and two old friends where they met when they were, like 6 or 7 years old or in Germany.
They went off and recorded in a log cabin in the
They
woods.
all were fond of tape recordings and did like fake radio things on the playground together. And then experimented with sounds and so forth like that, and started making music that way. And then it cuts to they're 15 years old and they're doing a show at a fairground of some sort. And I'm just gonna read this
This
because
is all the background that the press release gave on the making of this record?
yeah. It says, but in the summer of 1997, when all three members had turned 15, a disaster would halt their musical careers. And this is the part of the story that I started to scratch my head. And I thought, what happened?
The good times were not to
That's
last.
right. It says, it would halt their musical careers and end their collaboration. Their performance was abruptly cut short when the chained seats of a nearby carousel broke. And two of its passengers smashed into the stage. One victim landed feet first in the bass drum, and another crashed into the bass amp. And as the injured were hauled into an ambulance, the three members of the band left their broken instruments behind, swore off music collectively, and went their separate ways. And
Man,
that's
that doesn't sound
it
real.
doesn't. But then.
That's like it's basically the Weeknd story on Clickhole. Like we've decided to retire from music, but someone fell in our bass drum.
Exactly. And then I'm going to play this music in a second, I swear, folks. But I want to show you the pictures. Well, you out there won't be able to see the photographs, but you should just go to Nonkeen, Nonkeen.com. Robin, you'll do that right now. Yes. And then go under biography. And then scroll down to the pictures. First, you see these three little German boys in shorts with tape recorders. Then you see them a little bit older with these bigger, like a four-track recorder around his neck. And then you see the picture.
This isn't real.
You see the picture. This is what sold me on it. You see the picture of somebody in a bass, like having fallen in a bass drum, feet first into a bass amp, and I loved it. Anyway, long story longer. They've put out two records this year.
Non-keen, yeah.
Nonkeen have. One's called The Gamble, and but I'm going to play something off of the new Nonkeen record. This is the record here is called Oddments of the Gamble, Oddments. Oddments of the Gamble. These are made up of sessions that they did and old tape recordings and new processing and all sorts of stuff. And here it
Right.
is, and it's Nils Frahm and friends. The song I'm going to play. From this Nonkeen record is called Glow. Do you get all that?
I did. I'm going to be spending some time with the website while we listen to this.
Okay. So that's Oddments of the Gamble. The group, the trio, is called Non Keen. That's Nils Fromm and Friends. Friends for a long time, Friends till the end.
A sound that does not go at all with the picture they have on the side of this body sprawled on the stage after landing in the bass drum, which is totally fake, by the way, for anybody who even began to wonder if it's actually real.
Yeah, Sophie, you didn't have doubts, did you?
Everything on the internet is real.
I get that a lot from 20-somethings. They all think that the internet is real. The internet isn't even real, actually. Well, okay, I hope it's not real because it looks awful.
It does look awful. The album, The Oddments of the Gamble, this instrumental record, is out on July 15th.
I have something so perfect out of that. It's another ambient cut, ambient instrumental. Now, I'm going to ask you, if you thought of the greatest producers of all time, made a top five list, who would be near the top or at the very top of that top five list of greatest producers ever?
George Martin would be there.
Certainly George Martin.
I like
greatest Martin. Living producers
you didn't
on the planet.
Say living.
Daniel Lanois. Yeah. I'll save you. Daniel Lanois.
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel Lanois.
Oh, an instrumental, yes.
Yeah. And he
Brian Eno.
Yes. Yeah. Daniel Lanois has produced some just seminal
Nigel
records
Godfrey.
from U2. He's produced U2, Peter Gabriel, Bob Dylan, Emmylou Harris. I mean, all just like remarkable records by those artists and so many more. And he also has released a lot of his own solo work. He's worked with Brian Eno, as you mentioned. A lot of Daniel Lanois' solo work tends to be instrumental. He did have this beautiful vocal record out in 2003 called Shine that was one of my favorite records of that year. Since that record in 2003, Daniel Lanois has been mostly doing instrumental stuff, including 2014's Flesh and Machine. He is back now with another instrumental record, an ambient record. It's called Goodbye to Language. He collaborated on this record with Rocco De Luca, and the two of them recorded this entire album entirely with lap and pedal steel. Lap and pedal steel. So keep that in mind when you listen to this song that I want to play. It's called Heavy Sun. And just keep in mind that all the sounds you hear are being produced in one way or another by lap steel and pedal steel guitars. Daniel Lanois, Heavy Sun. Thank you. too short. It's too short.
Yeah, but there's a whole record. Tell me more about this record. It comes out when?
This record, it comes out September 9th. It's called Goodbye to Language. The whole record is like this. You know, Daniel Lanois, you know, he was, along with Brian Eno, was an early pioneer of ambient music. He worked with Harold Budd a lot. And this record really harkens back to those early records that he made with them. And I asked Daniel Lanois kind of what was going on in his brain when he was working on this. And he said he actually had no intention of making a record at all. But, and this is a quote from Daniel Lanois, he says that the madness of the world had gotten to me. The spinning of my own wheels had gotten to me. And at that moment, I was content to have my sonics be my healing agent. I was content to be with my faithful friend, the steel guitar, and my faithful friend, Rocco De Luca. I made Heavy Sun, the song we just heard, also because I wanted to feel useful to make music that could serve outside of my ego, to take a listener on a journey to another dimension, a goodbye to familiar language, on to the universal language. And with its heartbeat in the right place, it led me to the finish line.
That's great.
Yeah, I love that guy so much. Daniel Lanois. I'm actually told his next record will be a vocal record, which I cannot wait for. But until then, we have this one, Goodbye to Language from Daniel Lanois, out September 9th. Beautiful, beautiful album.
That's fabulous. I have my keyboard, my new keyboard, waiting for me at home to make some instrumental music. We record this before the 4th of July holiday, and
you'll have to send me some. Send me some stuff. Yeah, I've got some of the same toys you have, and I'm hoping to find some time this weekend too to make some stuff.
So we heard the voice of Sophie Kemp just a minute ago. She's our summer intern here at All Songs Considered. We went to a show the other night. Some really good bands. Pine Grove were the headliners. Mm-hmm. The middle act was a group called
Rat Boys.
Rat Boys, and then and one group I know you were totally enamored of is
Half-Waif.
Half-Waif.
A waif, like a
very thin human.
So kind of in the same vein as the music that you just shared, Robin, Half-Waif, who's led by Nandi Rose Plunkett, she makes this really beautiful, sort of ambient, really urgent sounding vocal music. This track that I want to share is called Turn Me Around, and it's from her most recent record, which just came out in May, and that album is called Probable Depths.
Turn me around again. Turn me around again.
Separate. That was Turn Me Around by Halfway from her album Probable Depths. The whole record is really beautiful and does a lot of really interesting experimental synth stuff. If you like that, she's also in Pinegrove, also doing really interesting stuff on synth and keys. So you can check her out there as well.
I just, looked her up on Bandcamp as we were listening to that. And I just thought, God, there's so much amazing music out there. And as much as I hear, I can't hear it all. I can't hear it all. And I try and I try. Thanks for bringing that to the table. That was gorgeous. I love that.
Yeah, what I loved about the show the other night, too, at DC9 was as Pinegrove took the stage, and I didn't realize this at the time, that both Nandi Rose Plunkett and then the drummer, Zach Levine, who was playing in Half Wave, and then the bass player, Aiden Carlo, who also, as pointed out by one of the members of the audience, had one of them extraordinary hair.
Yeah.
all got up. It was like watching Eskimo and Bellows and Told Slant, you know, where all the members just shift instruments and different people take the lead. And that's what happened when we saw Pinegrove. But Pinegrove were a completely different sound.
Yeah.
And one of the beautiful things about this group were that they do these without intention, it's sort of a shout-along show where everybody is out there with all knowing all the words and just sings along. And I know that Robin Hilton...
It sounds awful.
...would just drive you out of your skull, right?
Please don't. I went there to see the band, not to listen to everyone else sing along with the songs.
And I couldn't actually disagree with you more because although... I know, I remember the
went to see Neutral Milk Hotel and then left after three songs because all I could hear were the people singing around me. I literally could not hear the band.
In the case of Pinegrove, however, I'm going to say, and I think of like they're from Jersey, I think of another Jersey band not far from where Pinegrove formed Front Bottoms, and last week seeing Pup, it is enormously amazing to get a group of people to sing along with a band. I find it beautiful and...
A song or two, maybe.
No, no.
But through
the entire night.
It's just too much.
The show was such a great vibe. Everybody was connecting with the band, and the band was connecting with the audience.
That's right.
Oh, it just sounds terrible.
I know, no. I'm going to play this Pinegrove song for you. Maybe we'll all do a shout along.
I'm going to have to ask both of you to zip it so I can actually listen to this song.
All right. You keep your headphones on, Sophie and I. We're going to scream it out. Here we go. Play a song called Old Friends, a lead-off track to the Pinegrove record called Cardinal.
Walking outside, labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass. Cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking, outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it. So I did just what I wanted. So saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. Just coming back from going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground, an appointment or disappointment, a setback gonna come down. As if I needed a reminder, walking out in the nighttime springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone at a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such a come down.
Thanks for keeping it quiet, guys.
Yeah, so the moments in the show, remember, Sophie, there are lyrics in these songs that feel like shout-alongs. Like, I should call my parents when I think of them, should tell my friends when I love them. That's just a beautiful, like, when a group of people sing that, you just feel so good. But then there were people singing lines like, my steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. It's like, wow, how do
I heard,
you know,
that line, I thought
40 people,
people were
80,
singing along with that.
80 people. It's a room of about 125 people, DC9 is probably. Mm-hmm. But two-thirds of the people are singing.
We're able to pronounce solipsistic.
I can't even do it.
It's like sing-along music for people who are like really into emo music in 2005.
And very literate, you know.
Yeah.
This is like, I thought of, like, it would be nice just to, like, put a campfire in the middle of the stage. But I thought
maybe
you were
going to say the middle of the audience, like I'm on the floor.
Okay, like the same idea. Like
Bob Boylan arrested at DC9 after lighting fire in audience.
Anyway, that's Pine Grove, wonderful debut album. They have another album that's sort of a compilation of all these singles. It must be like 25 cuts on it, called something like Everything So Far. But this Pine Grove record is their debut, and it's called Cardinal.
Debut record for them. Just last week, we had a whole show where we counted down our listeners' top 10 favorite new artists of the year and threw in a couple of our own. I've got another great new discovery for 2016 who didn't qualify because he actually had a record out in 2014, but he's new to me. His name's Morgan Delt.
Don't know Morgan Delt.
Morgan Delt, he's from Los Angeles.
Sounds like a stand-up comedian.
Morgan Delt. Yeah. One Night Only, Morgan Delt at the Apollo. Yeah, he makes this very trippy, you know, daisies and sunshine, sweet harmonies.
You were going to say rainbows,
pop.
Weren't you?
No, yeah, there are some rainbows in his music. And earlier this year, at the beginning of the year, Morgan Delt found a home for this sound at Sub Pop, one of our favorite labels. And, you know, I couldn't help but notice that Sub Pop put out a press release at the time that says Sub Pop signs Morgan Delt to recording contract extending throughout the known universe. And I thought, is that a thing? Or are they making a joke? But then throughout the press release, they kept noting that, you know, this is throughout the known universe. He has signed this exclusive contract with us. Anyway, he's got this new record coming out on Sub Pop called Phase Zero. And it opens up with this song, with a message I really can get behind. The song is called I Don't Want to See What's Happening Outside.
Let's sing along, Sophie.
I'm ready, Bob.
I don't wanna see what's happening outside.
Why'd you stop it?
It just ends that. Well, it goes into the next cut on this record.
Let me hear that, just a touch of that.
Oh, you want to hear how it goes into the next song?
Yeah, I like when that happens.
So it's not a smooth fade or anything like that. It's abrupt even on the record. Anyway, Morgan Delt, I don't want to see what's happening outside. Usually the first thought I have every morning when I wake up and I'm lying in bed, the second thought is, dear God, not another CD.
Life is tough.
Anyway, it's a recurring theme. You know, a couple weeks ago we had Keaton Henson on, and he had the song All Right, and it had the line, don't make me go outside. God only knows what out there lies.
So, and you brought those songs to the table, I'm just going to say. Your recurring theme.
Okay.
Not mine. I like going outside.
Oh, it's the air. You know, there's all that air out there.
Right.
Oh. Anyway, Morgan Delt, Phase Zero is the record that comes out August 26th. Oh, what now? You're going to talk about the sun and...
The sun and water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think now's a good time to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to treat you to another musical delight.
We're going to take us out.
That's right. I'm going to take you out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the new Showtime original series, Roadies, which reveals the backstage insanity of a rock and roll tour through the eyes of the colorful crew. It's the first original series from Cameron Crowe, writer-director of Almost Famous and Jerry Maguire, and executive produced by J.J. Abrams and Winnie Holzman. Starring Luke Wilson and Carla Gugino, Roadies, new series, Sundays at 10. Download the Showtime app now to start your free trial.
That's what we should do. We should do a podcast and we become roadies.
Roadies?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Follow us.
Follow us
on our, Oh, that would be a great reality show because you know what? Honestly, I bet we couldn't do it. I bet we couldn't keep up. I bet we couldn't keep up with
the real drop the light on the drummer.
Oh, we'd mess everything up. We'd be dropping things. Yeah. We'd be plugging the wrong things in, handing the wrong guitars.
Yeah. Oh, that would be pretty fun.
It would
fun.
Be a disaster.
Yeah.
That's a great idea for
a great
reality
podcast.
Show. Yeah, let's do it. So, you know... To know me is to know that there are certain words that I just really cannot hear or speak. I can say that moist is one of them, and that's the others. I just make me squirm too much to even hear or speak.
Just let's break through this today.
Well, one of the words that I have a problem with, I can't hear or say, is tied up in the title of this record. And now I feel like I'm kind of forced to say it because I love the song that I want to play. Well, the band is
Deep Breath.
The band is Deep Valley.
That's easy. Got there.
The song is called Royal Jelly.
You take that any way you want.
Yeah. And the album is called Femagism. So
say that again.
Femagism.
Oh. He did it. See, I knew he could do it.
You're doing great work, Robin.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, listen, the song Royal Jelly is so awesome, and this band is so awesome. Deep Valley, spelled D-E-A-P, and then Valley is Valley, but without the E, V-A-L-L-Y. They're a duo, two women, Lindsay Troy on guitar, Julie Edwards on drums. They're from L.A. They make this Take No Prisoners, scorched earth rock, and they have a new record, this one coming out, the name of which I've already mentioned. It is out September 16th. And the song I want to play, Royal Jelly, reminded me a lot of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And then it turns out that Nick Zinner of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs produced this record.
That's awesome.
And his fingerprints are all over it. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the two women in the band. The song is obviously theirs. But the sound, the guitar sound, and the way this music struts really feels like the kind of vibe that he has injected in so many Yeah 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 songs. Song Royal Jelly from Deep Valley from an album that comes out September 16th. I already mentioned the name. You can look it up, Deep Valley. Let's go on.
Do you have a problem with the word secretion?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I didn't know that until now.
I knew he would.
But I do.
Because that's what royal jelly is. You know, it's a secretion.
I thought it's like from bees.
It's honeybee secretion.
Stop saying that.
Okay.
Deep Valley, Royal Jelly.
Great. Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Robin.
Good. For NPR Music, it's all secretions considered.
God.
That's gross.
I know. We'll be right back.
going straight.